This is All Things Considered on 88.5 KNKX. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray plans to resign tomorrow. The announcement comes following new accusations of sexual abuse against him, this time from a younger cousin. Seattle Times reported today that Joseph Dyer, now 54 years old, claims Murray molested him when he was a boy. Murray was in his 20s at the time. The mayor has denied all the allegations. Seattle Times political reporters Jim Bruner and Lewis Cam reported the latest story. I spoke with Bruner earlier about Dyer's accusations and what happens now that Murray plans to resign.
Murray came to live with his family in the mid-1970s in Medford, New York. And back then, Dyer was 13. Ed Murray was in his early 20s. And Dyer says while Ed Murray lived there in that home, he shared a bedroom with Ed Murray, and that during that period, Ed Murray sexually abused him for basically throughout the year that he lived there.
Now, Dyer has signed a declaration detailing those allegations and submitted it to attorney Lincoln Beauregard, who represented the first accuser. How does that differ from, say, a lawsuit? I mean, are there any legal consequences of this, aside from bringing the accusation to light?
I mean, at this point, there's no legal case that we know of that he can bring. Lincoln Beauregard said he's researching Dyer's options, but, you know, this is a long time ago. It was in another state. And at this point, it's not clear whether he would have any legal option.
The news of the mayor's resignation today came pretty suddenly. There was a press conference set for 11 on an unrelated issue on Key Arena. It was canceled. And then the statement that the mayor plans to resign effective 5 o'clock tomorrow. What happens in city government now?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is a little bit of uncharted territory, but we haven't seen anything like this in a long time. But basically what happens is the acting mayor, the mayor becomes the city council president, who now is Bruce Harrell. But what Mayor Ed Murray said in his statement was that Harrell will become mayor for 5 days, basically, and then there'll be a decision on whether he wants to continue that through the end of the year, which is the end of Murray's term, or whether the city council would pick one other of its members to be mayor. And there's some thought that Bruce Harrell may not want to be mayor, acting mayor, for the next several months because he would have to give up his city council seat.
What kind of ripple effect could we see in the mayoral race because of this?
Well, it's pretty early, but, you know, the way this went down is that Jenny Durkin, who is the former U.S. attorney who's running for mayor, had been endorsed by Ed Murray, had, you know, accepted his endorsement, had declined to call for him to resign, had said, you know, at one point he should strongly consider whether he can still lead, but has shied away from calling for him to resign until just after our story broke and just before the mayor resigned. She said, okay, now it's time. Her opponent in the mayor's race, Carrie Moon, called for Ed Murray to resign a long time ago, said that he was, you know, could no longer lead the city a long time ago. So they definitely took different positions in that regard.
Joseph Dyer becomes the fifth person to publicly accuse the mayor of sexual abuse. The mayor has vehemently denied all of those accusations. In addition to that, he's questioned the timing of this story, the overall fairness of the coverage. How do you respond to that?
Well, I mean, people can read our reporting. You know, we've went out and we've got records. In July, we reported on an Oregon Child Protective Services investigation into the accusations brought against Ed Murray by his former foster son, Jeff Simpson. And, you know, we reported and we found that the Child Protective Services investigator back then actually believed the allegations that Ed Murray did sexually abuse Jeff Simpson. You know, as we reported, the district attorney's office did not go forward with charges because there were difficulties in, you know, Jeff Simpson as a witness. He was a runaway, essentially. He was using drugs. You know, he might have been unreliable, but even the district attorney said in a letter to Jeff himself and his attorney, he said, this does not believe we have found his allegations to be false. So there's a lot of allegations out there. It happened a long time ago. Ed Murray and his defenders will say, you know, there isn't enough proof, certainly, to convict him, and they say it's unfair in the court of public opinion. When more and more keep amassing, you know, we felt like we were justified and even, you know, it was our responsibility to report some of these.
All right. Jim Bruner of the Seattle Times, he and Lewis Cam authored a story today detailing new sexual abuse accusations against Seattle Mayor Ed Murray that was followed just hours later by news that the mayor plans to resign. Jim, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Jim mentioned just a moment ago that City Council President Bruce Harrell will become interim mayor when Ed Murray steps down tomorrow. That lasts for 5 days, and then it could change again. That is sort of complicated. So I'm joined in the studio now by 88.5 Simone Alisea to talk a little bit more about what comes next. Hi, Simone.
Hi, Ed.
We have a mayor about to resign in Seattle and an interim mayor who will serve again for an initial 5 days. Then what?
So Council President Bruce Harrell, he's going to take those 5 days and then decide whether or not he wants to fill in for the rest of the term. So, of course, we also have a mayoral election going on right now. Typically, the mayor-elect wouldn't take office until January. In this case, it sounds like the winner is going to take office as soon as the results are certified. So that's usually late November. The problem here is that Harrell still has 2 years left on his term. And if he decides to take on the temporary mayor position, it sounds like he's going to lose his city council seat. The other option is Council President Harrell can decide not to take on that position, and the city council can appoint someone else from their ranks to take the seat.
Okay, so if he decides not to remain on until the race is certified, who would the council be most likely to pick? Are there front runners in this, or how does it work?
Well, council member Tim Burgess is a possibility. He was already planning to retire, already planning to leave the council at the end of the term, so his status as a council member wouldn't be affected. There are already two people running for that seat. Another option could be Councilmember Lorena Gonzalez. It seems to be the case that because she's running for her seat again this fall, she could act as mayor and then resume her position, assuming she wins, if she wins her reelection.
Okay.
The reason I say it seems to be the case is there's still some conversations going on at City Hall right now about what exactly the procedure is here.
Yeah, this whole thing is just over 6 hours old. The Seattle Times story came out about 11 this morning. It was 1 o'clock or so when the mayor's announcement came down that he was resigning, and we will that will take effect tomorrow at 5 o'clock, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we will.
All right. 88.5 Simone Alisea on what happens after Mayor Ed Murray resigns tomorrow. We know that, again, City Council President Bruce Harrell will become interim mayor for at least 5 days, then decide whether he wants to stay on the job or whether the City Council should appoint someone else. Simone, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ed.